AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the law will come down hard on any person from the prison system who crosses the line. He says investigators are talking to several people who may have facilitated the escape of two killers who broke out of an upstate prison on Saturday night. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports the search is still concentrated near the Clinton Correctional Facility.
Investigators don't have any evidence the two escaped killers have gotten their hands on a car. And since Joyce Mitchell, the prison tailor shop instructor they believe was going to drive the getaway car Saturday, didn't show up, they're again looking close to the prison. Mitchell's son tells NBC his mother went to the hospital Saturday and would not have helped anyone escape.
The last of the Angola three prisoners is still waiting to hear whether he'll walk free after more than four decades in solitary confinement at a Louisiana penitentiary. A federal judge ruled earlier this week that Albert Woodfox must be released immediately, but an appeals court stayed his release while deciding whether or not to accept the state's appeal. Another of the Angola three, former inmate Robert King, has this advice for Woodfox.
I would tell him to continue to hold on, and we believe that we are at the end of this journey, and I'm thinking that Friday might be his day.
That stay expires this afternoon. A major federal union says the cyber theft of employee information is more damaging than it first appeared, asserting hackers stole personnel data and Social Security numbers for every federal employee. Republican Senator John Cornyn says the hackers appear to be selling the personal data they've mined.
There are now records that this stolen data includes login information and credentials that is actively being traded, bought, and sold online.
The administration has acknowledged up to 4 million current and former federal employees are affected. This is AP Radio News. A judge says there's enough evidence to charge a Cleveland police officer with murder in last November's shooting of a 12-year-old boy in a park. AP correspondent Mike Rossier reports.
Municipal court judge Ronald Adrian has ruled there is probable cause to charge rookie police officer Timothy Lohman with murder, involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide, or dereliction of duty in the fatal shooting of Tamir Rice. The judge also ruled there's evidence to charge Lohman's partner, Frank Garmbach, with reckless homicide or dereliction of duty.
Also in Cleveland, Golden State dominated the Cavaliers in Game 4 of the NBA Finals last night, 103-82. LeBron James kept playing after he was hurt in the second quarter. He fell, hitting his head on a courtside camera. He was asked after the game if he should have gone through concussion protocol.
I didn't go through any protocol. I'm fine. Like I said, I got a few stitches, and I got a little slight headache right now, but I'll be fine with that.
Game 5 is Sunday. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.